Yesterday, within a half an hour, I had three telephone calls, and they are typical of what we're all doing in the UndocuFund. The first one was from a man whose house burned down, and he had just heard that there was a fund he could apply to for support. The second one was from a woman whose house burned down, and she had received aid and support and felt like they had enough, and they wanted to share some of what they had received with families who weren't receiving anything. And the third one was from a small congregation in Berkeley who'd been collecting gift cards, and she wanted to send them up for us to give out to people who are applying for the UndocuFund.
The fund was started by four groups: the Grayton Day Labor Center, North Bay Jobs with Justice, grant makers concerned with immigrants and refugees, and Shaw's group, the North Bay Organizing Project.
We immediately started raising money, and we started meeting. We met with undocumented immigrants in the community to get guidance from them about what this aid would look like. The steering committee met and convened a group of advisors, and we quickly went out into the community and asked other organizations if they would want to participate and support this fund. So our goal was to provide immediate assistance for fire relief to undocumented children and their families, and to assist with recovery and support services and referrals.
UndocuFund is about halfway toward its goal of raising $5 million. The partner organizations have trained more than 50 volunteers to interview applicants. The goal there is to make sure to identify and assist all undocumented families by the end of the year, although that milestone may be delayed. As of last week, the fund had given out more than $400,000.
It's been an incredible outpouring. I mean, there was a group of Filipino chefs in the city who put on a dinner last week. There's winemakers who are contacting us about doing funding for to raise money for undocumented folks. It's been an incredible thing to participate in, and we're just very, very grateful for the support of all of you and the work that you're doing to make this fund work. One of the things that we recognized early on is that in many ways the fire was an equal opportunity fire. It hit all kinds of people, and it hit people who happened to be in its path. But the recovery is not going to be equitable unless we make it equitable. We have to make it equitable. We have to be able to make sure that the people who live and work in this county, the most vulnerable, the lowest paid, get the help that they need to stay here and continue to be part of our community.
Susan Shaw, an organizer of the UndocuFund. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.